This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan and together with me are Lim Soo Ann and Dashrun Johan. So as always, we have two stories for you today. First up, scientists have managed to revive microbes that are over 100 million years old, which have been lying on the seabed in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. So how did they manage to do this? And more importantly, why are they doing this?
And for the second story, as the world continues to grapple with the pandemic, most people seem to have little patience for celebrities trying to connect with their fans online, whether it's the much maligned Imagine video or various stars trying to seem normal while quarantining in their palatial mansions, right? Will COVID-19 be the death of celebrity culture?
And on that note, you know, tell us on Twitter, who are the famous people who have inspired or perhaps even annoyed you during this pandemic? You can tweet. You can tweet your answers to us at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
Yes, so we'll revisit that in the second half of the hour. But first, microbes.
Yes, so well, if scientists told you they managed to revive some 100 million year old microbes obtained from the middle of the ocean, I think many of us would probably think, why on earth does that sound like a good idea?
I mean, it sounds like the beginning of an apocalyptic movie, right? And I think many of us would agree that 2020 has been challenging enough to want to add another world-ending possibility into the mix.
That I definitely agree with. But, you know, not to worry. The scientists haven't actually awoken something that should have been left alone. So, led by the Japan Agency for Marine Earth Science and Technology, this team of scientists traveled to the middle of the Pacific Ocean, drilled into the seafloor and brought back samples of the sediment to their labs. And it's from that sediment that the scientists were able to revive microbes that had lain dormant for more than 100 million years.
So researchers have known that life does exist beneath the seafloor, but there's still so much that we don't know about our oceans compared to outer space. More than 80% of our oceans remain unmapped, unobserved and unexplored. And when it comes to the seafloor, studies have discovered microbes beneath it, whether dormant or alive and kicking, but there remains much that we simply don't know.
So what geomicrobiologist Yuki Morono from the Japan Agency for Marine Earth Science and Technology wanted to know was the limits of such life on the ocean floor. Microbes are tiny living organisms that are found all around us, some of which make us sick, while others are important for our health. So they are known to be able to survive in very hot or even toxic environments, but can they survive deep in the ocean?
So to answer that question, Morono and his colleagues took on a drilling expedition to the South Pacific Gyre, which is an area that takes up 10% of our ocean surface, or just, you know, about 37 million square kilometres.
And that
area is considered a desert by marine biologists because there's not much life there. So organic life in the waters and in the seafloor in the area is few and far between for several reasons, because of how far away it is from land and thus, you know, lacking the nutrients that are provided by life on land, the currents in the area, as well as high UV levels. And the truth is there's still little that we actually know about this remote part of the ocean.
And Murno and his team then extracted cores of clay and other sediments from a depth of 5,700 meters below sea level. They drilled down through 75 meters of super fine sediment until they reached a layer of volcanic rock, which is where they collected their samples. And these cores were brought back to the labs where samples were extracted and fed. Astonishingly, the team was able to coax these microbes from their slumber. So these are microbes from the 101.5 million year old layer, which means they've lain dormant at the bottom of the sea since the age of dinosaurs.
I know, and nobody's made a movie about them yet. So I'm feeling like it might come though. So the study's co-author and oceanographer at the University of Rhode Island in the US, whose name is Stephen DeHond, said that in the oldest sediment we've drilled, with the least amount of food, there are still living organisms and they can wake up up, grow, and multiply. Now, there have been previous studies which have shown how bacteria can live on some of the most inhospitable places on the planet. And this includes places undersea vents, which have no oxygen. And according to Morono, this new research, which has been published in the journal Nature Communications, further proves the remarkable ability of some of the simplest living creatures to stay alive.
And you know, if you're still worried that this might unleash some new threat upon us, so Dehaunt reassures that there's nothing of the sort to worry about.
Clearly, I'm not alone.
Well, the microbes have been trapped in the seafloor for 100 million years before the origin of hominids. So the Hunt adds that they haven't had an opportunity to evolve alongside people or other modern animals.
But there remain so many questions. Like, for example, how did they survive for so long? And more importantly, what can we learn from them? So to help us dive into this, we have on the line with us Yuki Morono, geomicrobiologist and the study's lead author. Thank you for joining us today, Yuki. We have to ask, how did you feel when you and your team realized that you managed to revive these 100 million year-old microbes?
Yeah, so for the first time we saw the result, we were rather skeptical of the result than excited, since that was kind of the unexpected thing we saw. And then we started to looking back at the every step in the experiment. And by looking back the every steps, we got more and more and more confident about the results. And then at the very last step, we started to think what the results mean. And at that step, we finally realized that this is very old sediment. Mm-hmm. And we finally excited by the fact we revived the microbes from the 100 million years old sediment. Microbes are, you know, unbelievable, and they are very exciting.
And before you had those results, what did you expect to find?
Yeah, since the sediment itself is known to have the least amount of the food, so to say, for microbes, and the sediment itself is very old. So this is why we expected to have the microbes, but they are at a very challenging situation to survive. And we didn't expect so much about the revival of the microbes and they're quick to revive actually, but that was totally unexpected thing.
So these microbes, you know, have been lying under the seafloor for 100 million years. How did they survive that long?
Actually, we also don't know that mechanism yet. What we found this time was that the microbes could be revived from the very old sediment. And this means that the microbes survived and, stay alive for such a long time. But how? It's still a question for us too. And will be very important item to be investigated in future.
And why was it significant that you were able to revive these microbes?
So this is the oldest subseafloor sediment that was investigated for survival of the microbes. And this study demonstrated that the survival of the microbes can be that long and under the extreme energy limitation. So these findings open many of the questions. So this is kind of the key findings to open up the another field of the science. So that is, I think, significant.
And while this is all fascinating, you know, there's also the question of why do we need to study life on the seafloor and what can we learn from these microbes?
Yeah, so we humans don't quite know how the life is living. The exact mechanisms that we are living, so to say. And we are looking in life at its extreme. And then we may be able to find a limiting condition of the life. In this case, we might hit the lower end of the energy requirement for the survival. So we don't quite have the direct application for the human society, but those information together with all the information about the life will be important to have better knowledge of living life. So the how we could be living, or what is the exact mechanisms of the life, or looking at the extraterrestrial life also the important target based on these kind of information. So for having such an information, what is life we can have the better knowledge about life.
So you mentioned extraterrestrial life. What's the link between studying life on the seafloor and life in outer space?
So by looking at the extreme condition of the Earth, we can extend the knowledge about the habitable condition for the life. Then we can have a better idea where we can potentially find the life in even at the extraterrestrial environment. So that is kind of the basic information about what is life. We can have better idea to look for the life in extraterrestrial space as well.
Okay, before we let you go, Yuki, what are some of the future research areas you'll be looking at after this?
We are interested in on the evolutionary concept of the subsea floor life. Since the microbes revive from the 100 million years old sediment, maybe their evolutionary speed could be much slower than the surface life. And by comparing the evolutionary concept or the evolutionary consequence of the life, we may have better knowledge about what is evolution, how it's going, or what the life evolved throughout the time. So that is kind of the one of the interesting point. And also the other point is finding the limits of the life. Since we now found that there is no limit of the life for the age of the sediment. Mm-hmm. So say that there is no age limit for the life in a sediment, but there is another physical constraint of the life, let's say the pressures or temperature, something like that. And by looking at another extreme condition, we want to find the limits of the life on the Earth.
Thanks for joining us, Yuki. So that was Yuki Morono, a geomicrobiologist with the Japan Agency for Marine Earth Science and Technology, and talking about how, you know, his team went to sort of this most remote point on the Pacific Ocean and found and managed to revive microbes that they found on the seafloor. And these microbes were then found to be 100 million years old.
I mean, given that I grew up reading a lot of H.P. Lovecraft, I kind of feel like I keep expecting that the next part of their story is that and then Cthulhu emerged. But I'm glad it didn't. And I'm glad that they're aware that a lot of us will definitely go in that direction. But honestly, when I first read the story, I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
I mean, but I've seen some of the photos that they've taken, and it really looks like they're just studying mud samples. So I think perhaps in real life, it's not as as magical
not the
as
most
you think.
Hollywood of images, perhaps.
Yeah, speaking of, I would like to see that movie you suggested, you know, maybe microbes versus Godzilla or something.
Well, that might be something that we want to, you know, keep an eye on in the future.
Yeah, but I mean, more seriously speaking, I do think that this year, more than anything in recent memory, has made us aware of how the things that we can't see can actually have such a huge impact on our lives. And so I think it's timely that this kind of a study came out to show us that, pandemic and everything aside, humanity aside, there are actually things that have been around and exist in the world that are larger than us, older than us, you know, that have more resilience than us, and that we are actually just a part of a world and not the whole point of the world, as some of us might think.
Yeah, these stories always fascinate me because of that, you know, because I think a lot of us, you know, the human race as a whole, we think we are the center of the universe, you know, we're always focused on our drama, our politics, all that. So when you hear about these things, you know, about how certain, in this case, it's microbes, but even certain, you know, small insects or anything that survived the meteor, when the meteors crash landed on Earth and all these kinds of things, you know, it sort of put things into perspective, like you said, how resilient they are and perhaps how, you know, we are just, you know, human beings, we may not be the center of the Earth, you know, we are, you know, center of the world. We are just a cog and there are a lot more, you know, things that make up this wheel.
And I think it's timely for us to remember as well that we don't always know everything.
Yes, absolutely. And, well, we are going to close this segment, but, you know, if Steven Spielberg is listening, I'd be up for Microbe Park. the movie. So tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. If you'd like to share your thoughts with us, were you excited about reading this story about microbes that have been around before the dinosaurs? Let us know. And we will be taking a quick break and we'll be back shortly. But very aptly, we'll leave you first with I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.